I think the most interesting moment by far was when Congressman Jim Jordan was saying to her, in some detail, that you, Secretary Clinton, told your family in one email that this was an attack linked to Al-Qaeda, that you said in a phone call with an Egyptian leader that this was not something tied to an anti-Muslim video, and then saying, but the talking points coming out of the White House at the time were this was not Al-Qaeda, and this was linked to this video. I thought that was the most effective and sort of new moment in the entire line of questioning. And her answer back was not terribly strong. Her answer back was, there's conflicting intelligence, we were trying to sort our way through it. But she couldn't quite give the direct answer of why she was saying in an email something very different than what was being said publicly.
But for the audience, why does it matter? Why does it matter whether she was saying one thing? Because she tried to say, well, I was trying to warn other countries, we didn't want to see this thing happening anyplace else.
So, I mean, the Republican charges basically are two parts. One is she ignored security, so substantively she could have done more to make the compound safer. And then, much more damaging from their point of view, is that the White House basically lied. They're saying the White House knew one thing, for political reasons they said something else, and there's a cover-up, and she was a major part of that cover-up. That's basically what they've been trying to say now for 3 years, that she deliberately misstated what she knew to be the cause of the attack. And these emails were their best attempt today to try to make that point again.